This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every time I say on this program that there is basically no inflation in this economy, I get all kinds of tweets and emails saying, in essence, are you nuts? Have you seen food and energy prices? Which is why I also always say on this program that we are talking about core inflation, which takes out food and energy prices because they are notoriously volatile and can skew the measurements. But all of that said, the United Nations is out with its food price index for February, and for the 9th month in a row, food commodity prices were up. The index is at its highest level since 2014. Dairy, sugar, meats, everything is more expensive. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains why and how long this inflation is likely to last.
In the food industry, grains make the world go round.
Corn and soybeans go into just about everything in some form or another.
That's Ben Bienvenu, an agriculture economist at Stevens. The UN's cereal price index, the price of grain commodities, not your morning Fruit Loops, it's up more than 25% from a year ago. Bienvenu says a lot of that is because China's buying more corn to feed its growing pork industry. Pair this with unpredictable weather patterns across North and South America, locusts destroying crops in Africa, and, oh yeah, COVID.
Things like labor restrictions have reduced agricultural production.
Megan Konar researches food networks at the University of Illinois. She says sick workers, social distancing, and outfitting processing plants and workers with PPE have increased production costs. And the thing is, even when the pandemic is over, when all these precautions go away, food commodities will probably remain expensive because the increased demand and decreased supply mean food is being pulled out of storage and prices won't level out until we have more reserves, says Jason Lusk, an agricultural economist at Purdue.
We're not going to have a new corn or soybean crop tomorrow. We're going to have to wait till the fall and see what happens to harvest then.
In the meantime, some of the extra cost will be passed on to consumers.
We're just going to spend more on food, frankly. And that will have an impact on families' budgets.
And that will impact the economic recovery. Because if people spend more at the grocery store, they're probably going to spend less somewhere else. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.